And over time with like the different practitioners, like you mentioned Ajahn Jayasaro or many, you know, there's other monks who have successfully put these duttangas and the practices into you know, for good effect. What are some of, like, I don't know, what are some common themes of the results that you've seen in practitioners who made good use of these practices?
Well, I think it's sort of, you know, when somebody makes good use of those practices, they're probably making good use of all the different practices. And so it tends to, it's not specific to the duttangas. I think it's that those are kind of part of that interest in training and trying the different aspects of training and learning how the training works and how the Buddha's teachings really affect me. How can I implement them? What's the effect? So there's an interest, and that the fruits, of course, are in just the well-being and clarity and these are people you want to draw close to, both because of their clarity, their wisdom, but also their pleasing beings to draw close to.